Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. And remember after Mitt Romney lost in 2012, pundits and analysts determined it was absolutely necessary that the Republican Party gain Latino voters to remain relevant as the Latino voter share continues to increase, especially in some swing states like Colorado. A few years later, and there's still been very little movement on immigration reform in Congress, the path to citizenship for people here illegally, the issue that Hispanic voters support overwhelmingly. And last week, Eric Cantor, the House Majority Leader, lost that primary in Virginia to a little-known Tea Party candidate in a huge upset, and many blamed it on his support for partial immigration reform. He was supporting the DREAM Act, letting people who were brought here as children by the parents have a path to citizenship, at least them. And he lost, partly because his Tea Party opponent hammered him on that issue. So with me now to go over what all this means for the future of the GOP is Molly Ball, political writer for The Atlantic, and Leslie Sanchez, a Republican strategist and the author of Los Republicanos, Why Hispanics and Republicans Need Each Other. Hi, Molly. Hi, Leslie. Welcome back to WNYC.
Hi, Brian.
Hey, Brian.
And I actually want to start with a pretty long and I thought pretty remarkable clip of Republican Senator Lindsey Graham on Face the Nation on Sunday, stating that Eric Cantor did not lose because he was too pro-immigration. And Graham comes out forcefully here for comprehensive immigration reform with a path to citizenship, and he tries to put it in Republican terms. So here is almost 3 minutes of Lindsey Graham to set up this conversation.
While the big story was Eric Cantor, the majority leader in the House, getting beat last week in a primary, you had an even stronger Tea Party force. You had an army. You had four or five of them running against you.
Six, actually, but who's counting? Yeah.
And you won. Mm-hmm. And you won by stressing that the Republican Party has to have some kind of path to citizenship for Hispanics, which was one of the big issues in his race. What, as a winner, what is your advice to your party this morning, Senator?
Number one, I don't think Eric got beat because of his stand on immigration. I think he got beat because of his lack of defining himself on immigration. I told the Republican Party at home that we're doing well because the Democrats are doing poorly. This ultra-liberal agenda of President Obama's blown up in their face. We're going to win in 2014. Conservative values will connect with Hispanics and African Americans. But don't be delusional about where we stand. If we become the party of self-deportation, if that again is our position in 2016, we're going to drive a deeper wedge between us and Hispanics. A pathway to citizenship, after you secure the border, control who gets a job, more legal immigration, where they have to pass a criminal background check, learn the English language, wait 10 years before you can apply for a green card, is 65% accepted in the state of South Carolina. Republicans nationally will accept an earned pathway to citizenship if you secure the border, for our party to let the 35% tell us how to engage with immigration, we will lose a natural ally in the Hispanic community. Bush was at 44. We're down to 27. You'll never convince me it's not because of the rhetoric around immigration. If you solve the immigration problem in a good American responsible way, our party's back in the game and we can dominate the 21st century. If we keep playing this game, that self-deportation is the only answer for the Republican Party, we will have destroyed our chances in 2016 and dealt a death blow to our party, because by 2050, the majority of this country is going to be African-American, Hispanic, and Asian. Conservatism is the best hope for African-American children in failing school. Conservatism aligns with Hispanics. They're hardworking, they're entrepreneurial, they're pro-life, they're pro-military. It will break my heart for my party to go down a road that we need not go. Embrace rational, comprehensive immigration reform that prevents a third wave of illegal immigration, and we're back in the ballgame. If we don't adjust on this issue, our chances for survival as a party are very bleak, and the country needs a vibrant Republican Party, and our Democratic friends have put us back in the game. Let's take advantage of it.
Lindsey Graham on CBS Face the Nation with host Bob Schieffer the other day. We have Leslie Sanchez, Republican strategist and author of Los Republicanos, Why Hispanics and Republicans Need Each Other, and Molly Ball, political writer for The Atlantic. And Leslie, how unusual is that clip for any Republican in Congress to say those things in support of comprehensive immigration reform that directly?
It's an extremely bold stand. There have been a consistent line of members of Congress who've taken strong positions. You certainly have Senator John McCain. Every major reform that we've seen in immigration for the last three decades is because of Republican leadership. But it's an extremely painful process, and you pay a high political price when you do this. And now that we've seen that there's such a split between within the party on what to do, particularly on the pathway to citizenship, these types of bold statements, are extremely important. But again, they pay a very high political price for doing so.
And Molly Ball, at the beginning of that clip, his analysis of Eric Cantor's loss was that he lost in part for being too wishy-washy on immigration rather than being too in favor of it. Do you think so?
Yeah, well, so I actually can vouch for the fact I was on the trail.
Whoops, did we lose Molly right there? And she set it up with such mystery, such
so
intrigue.
Great.
Oh, there we go. Okay, so you were on the trail. Pick it up. Because we lost most of your answer there, if you couldn't tell. Did we lose Molly again? Well, maybe I should throw this question to Leslie and we'll get Molly's line cleared up and then ask her. Do you think Cantor lost more for being too wishy-washy, Leslie Sanchez, on immigration than for being too in favor of it?
Sure. I look forward to Molly's answer. I would say he flip-flopped on this issue. One thing you have to be is consistent, and I think voters were too smart to fall for it either way. You saw the same problem with John McCain in the 2008 election. You have to be consistent in pursuing immigration reform. Otherwise, you get heat from both sides of the issue.
I thought McCain was pretty consistent. Wasn't he always for comprehensive immigration reform, or for a long time before he ran for president in 2008?
Exactly.
Am I wrong?
And until really the heart of the campaign, really the primary, when the money dried up and you had a lot of conservative voters and fundraisers who felt that this pathway to citizenship was a non-starter.
Oh, then he got more conservative on immigration, right,
exactly,
during the presidential race. So, Molly, sorry for the technical problems. You were telling us you were on the trail with Eric Cantor?
No, I was on the trail with Lindsey Graham, and so I was hearing him make this case to the voters in South Carolina, and he was being consistent, and he won his primary going away. He had six different opponents, and he managed to win an outright majority of the vote. This is someone who ought to be the top target of the Tea Party and the conservative movement for the many ways in which he has differed from sort of conservative orthodoxy.
And South Carolina is so conservative, more than Virginia.
An extremely conservative state. So the case that Lindsey Graham is making is that you don't have to pay a political price for taking this position if you go out there and you sell it and you don't back down. If you don't do what Eric Cantor did, which is to tell the voters back in your home district something different than you're telling the Chamber of Commerce back in Washington. And so, I do think that Eric Cantor probably took more heat for the fact that voters didn't know where he stood than for the fact that he was suspected of maybe in some small, incremental, undefined way being in favor of immigration reform, despite having consistently voted against it.
So listeners, Hispanic listeners, Latino listeners in particular, we want to open up the phones for some of you on Lindsey Graham's pitch to Latino voters. As you know, the Republican Party does identify with you. If they kind of get there on the comprehensive immigration reform question, are Republican values consistent with Latino values in other ways that the trend could stop of more and more and more and more Latinos voting as a block with Democrats? Latino voters, would you consider Republican candidates more seriously if the comprehensive immigration reform issue is neutralized? 212-433-WNYC. Puerto Ricans, Dominicans, Mexicans in our listening audience, Ecuadorians, we know you're there, Colombians, Brazilians, you called in on the World Cup, you can call in on this. 212-433-WNYC. 212-433-9692. And Leslie Sanchez, as a Republican strategist, this is partly your job. Do you want to try to back up Lindsey Graham's case?
Absolutely. There's a new survey that came out last week, a group of about 10 GOP pollsters, one being, I'm on the board of Resurgent Republic. And you could find that it was talking about the GOP and immigration reform. And there is strong opposition. For a candidate to take strong opposition to immigration reform is clearly a loser for that campaign. And there are many campaign leaders and consultants that falsely believe that's the road that they should pursue. And consistently, you've seen candidates like Senator Graham and many others who've looked for a reasonable approach to fixing a broken immigration system, because no one is going to support the idea of not fixing the system that has a porous border, does not have a plan for legalization. We don't know who's here, what is their intent, are they paying taxes? And to many of the points that Molly talked about, there has to be kind of transparency in our immigration system and a way to ensure that it's effective. And we can blame both the Obama administration, we go back to the Bush administration, but I would argue you have not seen a true stake at political reform since President Bush, and that's the challenge we face now.
And a few months ago, former Florida Governor Jeb Bush made some waves when he said, of course, brother of former President Bush, who did get 44% of the Latino vote in one of his races, and it's gone steadily down since then. And, of course, Lindsey Graham referring to we can't be the party of self-deportation. That was one of Mitt Romney's phrases. If we just don't offer them citizenship, they're going to self-deport. They're going to leave because there's no future here. Jeb Bush, consistent with his brother more or less, made some waves when he said that immigration is an act of love. So here's a clip of Jeb Bush saying this at an event honoring the 25th anniversary of the president of his father, George H.W. Bush.
The way I look at this is someone who comes to our country because they couldn't come legally. They come to our country because their families, a dad who loved their children was worried that their children didn't have food on the table. And they, wanted to make sure their family was intact. And they crossed the border because they had no other means to work to be able to provide for their family. Yes, they broke the law, but it's not a felony. It's kind of it's an act of love. It's an act of commitment to your family. I honestly think that is a different kind of crime that should be, there should be a price paid, but it shouldn't rile people up that people are actually coming to this country to provide for their families. And the idea that we're not going to fix this, but with comprehensive reform, ends up trapping these people when they could make a great contribution for their own families, but also for us. So I think we need to get beyond the harsh political rhetoric to a better place.
So, Leslie Sanchez, can Jeb Bush run for president on that plank? He didn't just say immigration is an act of love. He basically said illegal immigration is an act of love.
I think what's consistent about Jeb Bush is that he understands that the people come to this country for economic or political freedom. And in many ways, if they have a choice between coming legally or illegally, people will choose the legal route. And it was going back to about the mid-90s that the system became so dysfunctional in terms of our immigration system that the process became longer and longer. The backlogs were, you had computer legacy problems and massive backlogs, that the whole system started to corrode from there, and nothing has been done legitimately to fix it. So to argue the compassionate point that, yes, people come to this country as a beacon of hope is something that is part of the bedrock of the American culture. What is going where the devil is in the details is, what does that plan look like? And, what do those penalties look like? And is there a path to citizenship? That's where it's going to get murky, get tough, but that's where Republicans have to be strong.
Let's take some phone calls. Some people are calling in to discuss whether, as Lindsey Graham was arguing, Republicans could appeal more to Latino voters and to African-American voters. He had some of that in there, too, even though the framing was about immigration. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. And Isabel in New Rochelle, you're on WNYC. Good morning.
Yes, good morning. Thank you for taking my call. I am a Mexican born citizen, and I'm now an American citizen with four young American children who are all registered Republicans. I have always had the Republican views. has the Mexican values. And I agree with Lindsey Graham that his view is the immigration, it's a very complex issue. And if we do it comprehensive and rationality is what we need to be compassionate and understanding of the American citizens here that are having their family members being deported. We need to have a compassion system, but it has to be rationality and comprehension. And I do believe that the Republican Party has the values of the Mexican people and the Mexican culture.
What are those values, Isabel?
Family values, hardworking people, honesty. We need to get back to what the families used to be. We used to be a family together, working together, helping each other. We, the Mexican people, come to this country for a better life. And if we work together to continue to nurture our Mexican values, we can accomplish the American dream. I myself have 3 children already graduated from college, and I'm a single parent.
Isabel, thank you very much, and good luck to you and your family. And Josephina in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Okay.
I'm Mexican-American. I was not born in Mexico. My family is traditionally from the border.
Mm-hmm.
For generations from the border. And I would disagree with the last caller a little. I think that there is some alignment with societal issues. But what I think people forget when they're analyzing the Latino population is that they come from Latin American countries that oftentimes have much more progressive economic approaches to things like healthcare and public education. So, you know, and it's also, I think, traced back to the kind of Catholicism that, you know, you're supposed to do for your, you know, your neighbor. And so I think that Latinos have a much less, a lot of investment in social programs that have to be provided by taxation. So it's not simply a question of like, oh, because we have family values and you have family values. Well, Democrats have family values too, please.
That Democrats, yes, and Molly Ball, that Democrats are more aligned with more Latinos on more economic issues is what Josephina is saying.
I think that is the case overall. There have been polls that have shown that on issues about sort of the size and scope of government, which is the major ideological gulf between the parties, yes, most Hispanic voters do favor a relatively more interventionist government. But the question is, are Republicans going to get 27% of the vote, like Mitt Romney did, or are they going to get some larger minority of the vote, right? I don't think Republicans, even optimistic Republicans, expect that they can pass immigration reform and suddenly start getting 70% of the Hispanic vote. But Democratic pollsters will tell you that Hispanics are pretty loosely attached to the Democratic Party. They are not strong partisans. They are interested in listening to what Republicans have to say. But there is this obstacle, there is this stumbling block of not just immigration reform as an issue, but this larger perception that Republicans are not welcoming to people who are not who are minorities or to people who are different in any way. And so that's the thing that Republicans have to get over. That's the thing that many Republicans, like Lindsey Graham, hope passing immigration reform could solve for the party, is changing the perception of the Republican Party as a party of old white men that is not welcoming to anybody else.
Bob in Mountainside, you're on WNYC. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. Didn't we try this in the 80s with President Reagan, and then when we went to enforce the provisions of employers? My friend Ray Donovan was just soundly character assassinated. Why would the Republicans want to enter into an agreement with the president that chooses to enforce laws that he chooses to enforce and ignores others? Listen, I think they're fine people. I would probably do the same thing that if I was them. Right now we are being inundated with young people because they're hoping that this Dreamers Act is passed. And, you know, when you reward bad behavior, don't be surprised when you get more of bad behavior. The Republicans will never get elected if all of people of this ilk are let in and they become citizens and are allowed to vote. It was just a gigantic voting block for the Democratic Party, and that's why they're pushing it. And Lindsey Graham, I'll take his advice, never, because look what's happening in the Middle East with following advice from that idiot.
Bob, thank you very much. I think Lindsey Graham thinks that President Obama is not following his advice. But Leslie Sanchez, there's your base, right? There's the voter who you might alienate by embracing immigration reform in the Republican Party.
Well, I think there's two parts to this. I mean, let's go with the most immediate. The part about young people, which is this travesty, this humanitarian crisis we're seeing on the border of a lot of young individuals from Central and South America making their way that are now in detention centers trying to be reunified with their families. This is a crisis that was first reported to the administration in 2012. It's been ongoing. Many of the governors have been talking about it, and the Obama administration turned a blind eye again. And nothing is being done. This is part of a broken system. But to say individuals are coming here because of a DREAM Act or the idea of being allowed in-state tuition for college attendance is a long shot. That's just not accurate. These are not individuals who are going to be academically qualified to go to American universities. These are individuals who are really fleeing these very dangerous situations and narco trafficking that's happening in the Western Hemisphere, and they're moving up to reunify with their families. These are very serious situations, but to say that there's a carrot here, I don't think is accurate. But the other part, to Molly's part, about will Republicans ever win? The goal with Republicans is not that we win this big 70% Hispanic vote. It's that we are competitive among open-minded, independent, conservative Latinos, which is about 25% of the voting population. And if we do not do something as the party to curb the way and our tone on the issues of immigration and inclusion and really kind of the demographic shift of this country, then we're going to see not only that 25%, but the next generation of young voters go the other way.
But by political analysis math, the previous caller, Bob, says this is going to be a huge Democratic voting bloc and is going to work to the long-term disadvantage of Republicans. If you're saying, yeah, you're never going to get a majority of Latinos, but maybe you'll get a larger minority of Latinos and African-Americans, then it still, on balance, helps the Democrats. If you let more and more and more of those people become voting citizens, then why isn't that suicide for the Republican Party?
Because I think it goes back to what Isabello, your first caller, was saying. There is a long, consistent shared view of values. Let's kind of put that in a bad way. But there's a lot of shared values between Hispanic cultures and the Republican Party. She talked about not only family issues, and Josefina was accurate when she talked about, you know, social programs. In some parts of Latin America, there's a stronger dependence on those, and in Mexico, and Mexico City particularly. But Hispanics in this country, you see a lot more personal responsibility. You see a lot more conservative Democrats who don't feel they have a home in the Democratic Party. And among young Latino voters, they're really rejecting party labels completely. So there's this shift that is happening politically in terms of alignment, which is opportunity. It's a jump ball for the Democrats and Republicans. But the party, kind of the consistent politics of the 60s, is not going to work for a new millennial.
And so, Molly Ball, just before you go, there's another issue that Latinos in polls are saying is their number one these days above comprehensive immigration reform, and that is deportation. And they're incredibly, you know, angry at the Obama administration for deporting as many people as they are. So do you see this as working to the Republicans' advantage potentially because there's a lack of enthusiasm to come out for Democrats right now because of the deportations? Or is this going to be the next third whale for Republicans because they won't be able to embrace deportation reform at the same time they're trying to a few of them are trying to move toward path to citizenship?
There is a lot of discontent with the Obama administration, which has I think conducting an analysis of deportation policy, trying to ease off the deportations a little bit while still not answering the calls of a lot of activists now who want Obama to sort of unilaterally legalize a lot of the illegal immigrants who are already here the way they did with the so-called Dreamers a couple of years ago. Now that it looks like immigration reform isn't going anywhere in Congress, the pressure has turned to the administration. But what we've seen in the past is Hispanics have been mad at the Obama administration administration for a while, largely because of this issue of deportations and the failure to get immigration reform done. That has not redounded to the benefit of Republicans, because Democrats have been able to make the case that Republicans are even more hostile to the interests of Hispanics, particularly on the immigration issue.
All right. Well, the Eric Cantor defeat is not the end of history when it comes to Republicans and immigration issues. So we thank Molly Ball, political writer for The Atlantic, and Leslie Sanchez, Republican strategist and the author of Los Republicanos, Why Hispanics and Republicans Need Each Other. Thank you both very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Coming up next, former Mets pitcher R.A. Dickey with his new children's book, Knuckleball Ned, and on reading books in the bullpen. Stay with us.